Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show? Do you enjoy talking about the show with others? Do you find yourself yelling at the TV? Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles? If so, we invite you to join hosts Amanda Kimmel and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed. Meet us at Pier 54, a General Hospital fan podcast. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for August 30th through September 3rd. It's been a while. You haven't said it.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Just going to let it go.
Amanda can't believe that it's September already. So we have just a couple things from last week's episode. First, the name of the book is The Diving Bell, not The Divine Bell. And it was The Diving Bell in Butterfly about locked-in syndrome.
Oh, okay.
Not The Divine. Now I want to read it because now I really want to know why it's The Diving Bell and not The Divine Bell. Because I think in my head, I was just like, well, that makes sense.
Book club.
I don't know.
Book club it up.
And we forgot to mention Ella.
Oh my gosh. She is so cute.
Little Scout's back.
So cute.
So glad they didn't recast her. We gave her a shout out on Instagram, so I think that might have been why I forgot.
Yes.
To even put her in my notes, because I'm like, we made sure the second that we saw her.
Yay.
Nice to have you back. Hope that that is not your appearance for the year.
Right.
Would be nice to maybe have you speak, too, because she's got the cutest little voice.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a sweet little girl, so. We also interviewed her a little while ago, so you can go back to our 411s and listen to Ella Ramasiri.
So
singing
cute.
The Neverending Story.
Yes.
And we forgot to talk about the moss being replaced.
Oh, with the pretty floaty flowers. Yeah.
The lilies. And Judy, Light of the Blue Moon on Instagram, commented, lilies are symbolic of fresh life, a rebirth, fitting for what symbolizes they believe is ahead. Moss symbolizes charity and maternal love. So easy on the moss bashing. We're not really moss bashing. It was just the fact that they got replaced. Carly needs to nurture those qualities. And it's funny because I was going to look that stuff up.
Of course you were.
Of course I was. But Judy let me know first. So thanks, Judy. So what do you think about the new centerpiece?
It was pretty.
I think it's pretty too. I like water flowers.
Seems a little high maintenance.
How?
Aren't they real? So you have to like change them out?
Not if you take care of them. If you don't kill things, you don't have to replace them.
Oh, I would totally kill it. So yeah, I'd have to replace it. I feel like I would have killed the moss even. That's how bad I am with any type of flowers.
And moss basically just doesn't die.
Exactly.
Okie doke.
But I could kill it, I'm telling you.
And our poor buddy, the moss boss on Twitter, is sad. But maybe, I don't know, Jax has succulents at his house. Maybe the moss can find a new.
They can just change location.
Yeah.
Tour the whole set.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, that's where I started. What do you want to get started with?
Do you want me to go for my favorite thing or my least favorite thing?
Whatever you want to start with.
Oh, geez. All right, I'm going to go with my favorite, which was, of course, Brando being a stripper.
Oh, my
I hope he does something for the nurses' ball. As much as we say we don't need to see Milo's magic wands, if Brando wants to reenact that for me, I would be happy to watch it over and over again on repeat.
I just felt all the embarrassment for him, yes, though, when he's like to Dante, can't you just arrest me? I thought he was being sent there to do something bad.
Right, because he was all kind of secretive in the elevator on the way up. Everyone's mind, I assume, went to he was back to working for the mob, like he shouldn't, and nope, we were all wrong.
They did a good job setting that up, especially with Carly asking him for help to find out what's, yes, going on. So, I mean, it would have made sense.
Mm-hmm. No, I loved it. I was surprised that's what he was doing. And I thought it was so cute for Sasha because she was so worried. And then she saw him and was like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed, but happy you're not doing something awful. And then he was so sweet dancing with her.
I know.
And then he was ready to quit if that's what she wanted.
Yep.
Also, he can pull equal weight with taking care of the baby.
I just love that he's doing whatever he can to provide for the baby.
Yes. For once, I agreed with Sam when she was like, there is nothing better than a dad trying to provide for his baby.
100%.
So sexy.
Yes.
Total double standard, but still so sexy.
No, it should be sexy that we take care of our kids.
It should.
And that we work hard to take care of our kids and that we will do whatever we need to do. However, that is expected of us. Unfortunately, it is not expected of dads to do the same.
Exactly.
I used to work two jobs. No one thought that was hot. Everyone asked me, but where's your kids? Fed.
Right.
And I'm not in a bad relationship anymore. So exactly. Thank you.
Yep.
Ugh. So much judgment.
I was going to stick to the positive side of it, which is...
It is. No, but I mean, seriously. It is. No, like, it's ridiculous.
Before, like when they say dads are babysitting their kids, ugh, as opposed to the kids are with their mom like they would normally be, it's absurd.
Right.
But it was very sexy, obviously, to see Brando with his whole striptease. But even more sexy to know he's doing everything he can for the baby.
I love that he did not dance on Joss, but it was so funny because she even said to Carly, oh, I'm 18.
It's exactly. Okay. Yes, that was great. I could picture my daughter saying that as I shielded her eyes. I'm 18. It's okay.
I actually got tears in my eyes when he danced with Sasha just because that was so, because she didn't shut her mouth the entire time.
Right.
She's just like, what is happening right now? You know, how?
Yeah.
But good for him for still doing it. And
he has the moves.
Does not surprise me. I don't know how he didn't just throw the one shot and chug the bottle, but that's me because...
Yeah, nerves would have got to me.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I mean, there was a little bit of hesitancy, but then...
Yeah, it played out very naturally the way you would see that scene going in real life. I like when they do that. So that was my favorite. And least favorite is all this stuff with Scott and Obrecht and the plane. And I don't even know where to start with it, but Scott rents a plane. I feel like Scott, being an attorney, would be smart enough to not rent a plane that was too good to be true in price. But yet he does. I feel like Obrecht would have put a little bit more time into researching this conference that she's going to in St. Lucia that doesn't actually exist. It was just a perfect storm of stupidity.
I feel like we're seeing Obrecht as a mom, not a physician. She's so desperate for an answer for her daughter. And if she thinks that she can... I hear you, but I feel like that's kind of... You know, there's a lot of misinformation on the internet about things that we want to believe are true to help our kids.
Yes. But
I don't go to foreign. I don't. Yeah.
I'm assuming because she is a doctor, you get bombarded with conferences that pop up.
Sure.
As I'm sure you do from the different charities that you've been involved with, yeah, or whatever. So you get to know the names of, oh, this is coming up, this is coming up, this is coming up.
Yeah, and when the reputable companies, exactly, that are putting them on.
When,
yeah,
one pops up that you don't recognize, especially as a doctor looking to research a disease that your child has, you would put a little bit more effort into picking what
conference. Where's their research coming from, looking up their,
yeah,
history. Okay, so you say this, but...
I'm not saying you wouldn't get excited about the conference. I just feel like you would put a little more legwork before you booked a trip and invited your man to come with you.
Do you know who Elizabeth Holmes is?
No.
She's the woman who made billions of dollars, I think billions of dollars, before she was like 25, because she said that she developed a one drop of blood test and scammed like very, very, very prominent. Walgreens had 40 testing locations and she didn't have an ounce of proof.
Oh, wow.
She just talked.
Okay.
So you would think that, sorry, Walgreens, you're actually my favorite,
yeah,
drugstore. Do we still call them drugstores? What are they called now? No, they're not. No,
they're drugstores.
They're still drugstores?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, that's what I call them in my house anyway.
I don't know. That's just.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I don't. People take advantage of. We see it all the time.
That is
true. People take advantage of people in vulnerable states. And yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe she's just so accustomed to going to all these different conferences in different places that she's just like, okay, another one.
I guess so.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But Scotty waking up saying, where's my schnitzel?
That was so cute.
And he told her that he loved her.
Yes. I really like them together.
Him falling out of a plane in Port Charles, right over where Finn and Elizabeth
But they camping. Had Violet. Last week we were talking about the boys or whatever. They actually had Violet. So
and
that was good.
It's a recast Aiden.
Yeah.
That is not the same Aiden. He has been recast.
Right. But they kept the same Boy Scout, not called a Boy Scout, whatever they were called.
Port Charles Pioneers, there where Scotty gets his Christmas tree every year.
Thank you. Exactly.
We should get Leo in the Port. We should get all the kids in Port Charles Pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful.
That is.
Does that kid ever get out of his uniform, though?
I don't think so. He's always being prepared.
I mean.
Well, he's working his way up to the top, so he wants to be there.
So you never change your uniform?
Not.
Never get out of it? You never leave the woods?
In the woods all the time? I don't know. Anyway. Luckily, Scott was okay. And then we find out that Liesl has been taken and that she was taken by Victor, which I did not see.
It didn't see that one coming, even though she talked about him a couple weeks ago. That's completely different because.
Right. She was just talking about her past. She wasn't talking about him. I didn't feel like.
Right.
So, yeah, that brings a whole different spin to who all is working with Peter. Why did they keep Drew captive? All that stuff. What role is Victor going to have in all that?
So the only problem that I'm having is something that I did not know about that I did a mini deep dive on that I think we're just going to have to talk about-ish. Charles Shaughnessy is who's playing Victor Cassadine now. So he's been recast. He played Holly Sutton's cousin back in the 80s. But only for a short period of time. But apparently his storyline was significant.
Oh, okay.
So why couldn't they have brought him back as this cousin and given us something to do with Holly?
Right.
And had him. And then it would have been Holly in the thing with Drew and this nurse who we know is connected to Peter. So it would have been the cousin and Peter somehow. And that's why Holly wasn't killed, because it was her cousin on the side. And even though Peter's people wanted to kill Holly, he was like, no, I'm not going to kill my cousin. I'll lock her up in a room, but I'm not going to kill her.
Right. That would all make sense. I like your storyline.
So, I mean, we obviously have to give the new ish. I mean, he's a very well-known actor. So right. It's not like we can say new actor. We have to give him the benefit. But like Diane Miller was first on the show decades ago when she was young as like a quick one scene actress.
Right.
Chloe Lanier played Patricia Spencer in a flashback episode for one day.
Right.
Those to have significant, a significant change in a.
I guess they think since it was so many years ago, they can just do
we
that.
We have the internet.
Fine. I agree with you.
I think they keep forgetting that we have the internet.
I think they do. It is probably harder for them now because people can fact check in a way they couldn't before.
But at the same time, I just came up with that storyline and I never even.
I understand.
Like, I didn't know that that was even a thing. I didn't know he was even on the show until it was, he tweeted, I'm glad to be back in the halls of GH. And I'm like,
back?
I'm like, back? When were you here? I wish that you watched Friends.
I'm sorry.
Rachel left Ross a really drunk message and said that she was over him. And he was like, when were you under me? And for some reason, that just popped in my head. I don't know.
Okay. I did think it was genius that Nina was sending Peter to St. Lucia so that Obrecht could take care of him there. If that would all worked out, that was a nice little storyline there. A nice little setup. Now what's Peter going to do there?
I don't know. There's a fake conference.
No one there to take care of him.
But Mike asked if Peter knows who he is, and then he didn't tell him.
Wait, what if... So Victor is in love with Obrecht.
Yes.
And Obrecht has no desire to be with him. What if Obrecht manipulates Victor and says, if you want to prove your love to me, you'll go take out Peter. And so then he sends someone to St. Lucia to take out Peter. And Obrecht plays him like she did the doctor in, whatchamacallit?
Dr. Kirk. Clicky pen.
Cookie Penn, exactly.
Cookie Penn Kirk.
Yes. That would be a good storyline to watch her be a little seductress.
That's interesting.
Okay, you can go back to what you were saying now, but that just popped in my head.
No, I like it.
How are we going to make it all loop together? Because I'm assuming that Victor's working with Peter's people somehow. Say that three times real fast.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle peppers, a Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle peppers. How many pickle peppers did Peter Piper pick?
Perfect.
Ish.
Ish. So.
But I can't say what you just said.
If he was working with Peter and his men, then he would have to turn on Peter to prove his love to Obrecht. And then maybe that's how we're going to open the door to all the other stuff. Why we have Drew and stuff. Because right now I just feel like they're on two separate ends of the spectrum.
And I like where you're going with it. I'm just wondering.
Connect it together.
Right. Is Holly there somewhere?
We don't know. Who's in the magic door that just keeps yelling?
I don't know.
Okay. I just like the way it would loop the storyline back together.
That's interesting. Is Ava leaving?
Where is she going?
I don't know.
Why?
Poor Trina.
Mm-hmm. Yep, poor Trina. And Spencer didn't even care that she was upset. And Esme was being a jerk. Oh, that is sad. Shut up. How do you know that Kiki's name is actually Lauren?
Right?
You just got to town?
Oh, slip of the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Trina's going to be the one that figures it all out.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That's going to be a fun storyline.
I can't figure out Esme, though. I really can't. Because she was giving really good advice to Spencer. And then there's something there. Back to Liz and Finn. That is not a four-person tent. Or a five-person tent. Not with how tall Finn is.
And we keep talking about them playing Elizabeth down. If that thing would have been in 20 different pieces, sure, maybe we need Finn to help us. But really, he just went whoop and it stood up. And she's like, oh my gosh, how'd you do that? Come on. If you have all those boys and you've gone camping before, you could have figured out that last step.
Right.
If you had all the poles in the right way.
You pick it up.
There's no way that you didn't know. You just had to pull it up and then stake it. Yep. He didn't even stake it. He just pulled it up and was like, boom.
Yep. But that brought up a good intro into the fact that he used to be in third world countries, but still not mentioning his wife.
Right.
We're just ignoring it still.
I guess so.
Okay. Violet saying that Liz and Finn are old, though.
Oh my gosh, that was so cute. I loved Elizabeth's response because that was so typical. Excuse me, I am not old.
Yep.
Adorable.
And Chase was really sweet with the kids.
He was, but I also think it's odd that you do use the man who just got out of the hospital or just showed he was able to walk. Go ahead and take these kids on all these cliffs and stuff.
Right, to go see the stars.
Here. Yeah, no. Would not be trusting that. But I liked that Elizabeth said blankie to him.
I liked that.
That was so cute. Share your blankie with me.
Yes.
That's exactly how I would have said it.
Like, why didn't they bring hypothermia blankets with them?
I don't know. Maybe you can't just borrow those from the hospital. And
can't you just buy them?
I'm sure they're expensive. Liz is supposed to not have that much money.
True.
It's not something I'd be buying for a camping trip.
No, and I can't, so I don't
have one.
Then. Or a change of clothes. They didn't bring a change of clothes?
Oh, see, I felt like they had changed. They were just still cold. No?
I thought they were still in wet clothes, because that's the worst.
I don't think you would put a blanket on and just sit there in wet clothes, though. That fire was obviously not going to dry wet clothes.
Nope.
I don't know. I thought they had changed. I didn't pick.
But there were no clothes around.
We just throw them in a bag.
Why wouldn't you dry out your clothes?
I'd throw them in a bag and wash them and dry them when I got home.
Oh my gosh, no. You let them dry. That way they don't get all stinky and like musty and stuff.
It's an overnight trip. They're not going to get musty in one night.
No. No, 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 no.
Okay.
Let them air dry.
Won't be camping with Shannon.
Note taken. Because Shannon air dries.
Exactly. Note taken. She's going to judge how I handle my wet clothes.
If it was a bathing suit, would you let it air dry or would you just throw it in a bag?
Depends. Am I going to use it a second time later or am I done for the weekend?
So with that logic, how many pairs of clothes do you bring on an overnight camping trip?
I would bring an extra pair of clothes because you know you're going to get muddy and nasty for an overnight camping trip.
Right. So where's their clothes that they're going to get changed into tomorrow now that they've just ruined the ones? Oh, yeah, they could be drying outside for them to change into.
No.
Yep.
No, you have an extra one. So I don't need to worry about these. I can throw them in the bag.
So now they need a five-person tent and a whole dresser?
You don't have one extra outfit when you're going camping, at least?
I do layers.
Okay. Well, I pack one or two extra outfits because I know I'm going to get muddy and gross. So I take off the muddy and gross outfit, throw it in a to wash when I get home bag, and put on a new outfit. And then tomorrow I have tomorrow's outfit and tomorrow's backup outfit. So I guess if I had gone through all my clothes and it was my last outfit, I would have to hang it up. But no, I don't know. Extra.
I wear what I wear. So like we were supposed to go camping overnight tonight. I would be wearing what I'm not right now what I'm wearing, but like I would wear what I'm wearing up, half my pajamas, and then my clothes for tomorrow.
And no extra.
No.
Well, you're doing it wrong.
I don't know. I don't need five outfits for an overnight trip.
Extra. Okay. I would have an extra. All right. Back to GH. Where are we going next?
Gladys telling Lucy that real estate won't pay off for her. Oh.
Poor Lucy. She was trying to be so patient. And I love the way she said, and I'm doing this as a favor for someone.
And showing you what's in your budget.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, we don't show you things you can't afford. Just because you don't like what's in your price range doesn't mean we're not doing our job.
So then Gladys responded with, and when can I expect a raise?
Right. And I don't know how it's done in New York, but in Pennsylvania, the seller or the landlord pays the commission. So when she asked for a friends and family discount,
it didn't matter.
No.
Right.
There's no discount to be had.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm curious about that one because I'm pretty sure that that's standard.
I would think so.
That the seller's the one who pays. The only time that we ask the buyer to pay is if there's a gap in minimums. But
like
even still, typically I only ever do that with my investors who are buying like $50,000 properties and the commission's like $500.
Right.
Like, okay, there's a gap that you have to fill in there.
Yeah.
But it's not like, no.
We said it before, if she's looking for something temporary, why wouldn't she be above Kelly's? And now that Brando and Sasha...
Oh, that's below her, though. Not good enough.
Now that Brando and Sasha are talking about moving in together, I would think that they would upgrade and let her have that apartment.
But they don't get to dictate who takes the apartment, the landlord does.
I feel like you could negotiate that, like,
not if she's not qualified to have it.
Well, that's true.
And she doesn't have the credit or the employment history or...
I didn't ask for credit.
But she doesn't have the employment history. She probably doesn't have first and last months. She probably doesn't have security deposit. She probably doesn't look good on paper.
Some of that stuff I feel could transfer over since they're family.
That's not how rentals work.
Well, maybe they have a nice landlord, nice owner. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just going from the normal standpoint, not the real estate standpoint. So I don't know how it would work, but...
You're going from the... I want things to be this way standpoint, not
exactly.
This is the way things are done standpoint. Yeah. We love that in real estate.
I'm sure you do.
We love it. We love it. It's our favorite thing.
It sounds like, hey, yes. I have not been difficult in any part of house hunting.
What are you talking? No, but there's definitely times where people have, like, if you say that you're going to pay cash for a house, well, we need the proof of it.
Right.
Well, why? Because...
No, I understand.
But you don't ask for that with the bank. Yeah, because the bank is asking you to prove that you can pay back the mortgage that they're giving you the money for.
Right. We know the bank
they're asking
has the
money. If you can pay back the $1,000 a month.
Right.
Where you're saying that you can pay 70 grand cash. You need to prove that.
Right.
Sorry, I really felt this week.
You did, apparently.
Well, I just felt bad for Lucy.
She didn't just offend Lucy, she offended you.
She offended real estate professionals everywhere.
All right.
But Lucy held her ground and remained tactful.
Yes, she did a good job. So,
and she's been in real estate long enough.
It seems like Gladys was maybe going to be reasonable for a minute after talking to Carly when she came back to the table. And then she got sidetracked by Mr. Novak.
Mishima.
Novak.
No, Novak. Novak, yeah.
Novak, yes. Because she came back to the table.
The five families are getting some... Screen time.
Yes. She came back to
the table. Did I just spit in your
face? No.
Okay.
She came back to the table.
You wiped your eye. And I was like, oh no, did I just...
itchy. You okay. Did not spin off, but that would have been really funny. Yeah. She went back to the table and said, can we go look at more apartments? And Lucy was like, there's nothing else to show you unless you want to re-see one of the ones you can actually afford. And it seemed like maybe she was going to tone it down for a second.
Yeah.
And then she went to get the drink with Mr. Novak. And then she was right back to rubbing it in Carly's face that... She'll be at that wedding because she's got a hot date with Mr. Novak. I loved how Carly barely reacted, though. She was like, you'll never guess who I'm going with. And Carly was like, Mr. Novak?
Like, didn't see that coming.
Exactly.
I just don't know how Gladys did not learn from being shot by Cyrus.
Because she just wants the power.
That perhaps talking about her family with, I don't know, other mobsters is not a good idea.
She just wants to be with someone that's high up and can buy her things and get her a better apartment.
I don't think it's even that. I think she just wants to take down Carly, which just isn't. Mm-mm. Or he's like, when do they start dating? She's like, the second that Sunny was.
Yeah. Nope. Too much information. Too easily.
Yeah. But Buscema's working with Cyrus.
Yes. I did not write down his name. So I wrote Cyrus working with Five Family Dude. Because I couldn't remember his name.
Buscema.
So I didn't want to go back and rewatch it. I knew that you would have had it. And if not, everyone would know who I was talking about by that. But they're not real clear on what they're working on. Because he said to Cyrus, do I have to give you an answer now? And Cyrus right. is like, well, no, but sooner than later, I'm trying to take down Carly and everyone.
Hmm.
So we'll see. But that was what gave me the impression, all of them talking, that something big is going to happen at the wedding. So I don't think they can take Carly out. I think someone else will accidentally be shot.
But seriously, the wedding is not tomorrow. It's in 2 weeks.
Right. What are they going to drag out for 2 weeks?
We're already halfway. We're already done with bachelor party.
Right.
We're already done with bachelor party.
But the bachelor party ended with people going to jail. So how long are they going to have to be in jail for?
Are they going to do it like 24 style and have it be like each episode's an hour? I didn't watch that show. Wasn't that show like the season was 24 hours?
I don't know.
And each week was like an hour of the show.
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about as far as how to do it. I guess
I didn't watch the show, so if I'm wrong on what that is, because I mean, 24 episodes in a season is, or like in a,
right? Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know.
I don't know how
it makes sense to me. If that's not how 24 was done, then why?
Why not? Go back and redo it.
Yeah.
I don't know how long they're going to keep them in jail. They're going to have to do it that way. There's no way we can drag it out.
Is there an episode on Labor Day? Probably not. So we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The ninth day is the wedding.
Right.
So if the boys got arrested at midnight, they could theoretically do 2 hours of the next 24 hours. Because I feel like they're having an evening wedding, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's a,
no,
a brunch or a... 2 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever.
No, it's going to be evening.
Okay. So, I mean, that could give them.
Yeah.
Well, then that's 18 hours. So hold on.
But they have to sleep.
Whatever math. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But what are we doing?
I don't get how we're going to make it drag out that long.
Oh, poor Sam, though. That was hard to watch.
He was trying to get her out of there. She wasn't listening.
Well, would you really listen to someone who wasn't actually giving you an answer as to why you can't be hanging out in their newly opened bar?
If you trusted them, yeah, because they're telling you to move along. So you just move along and ask questions later.
True.
If it was someone I was investigating that was bad, no.
True.
But Curtis, she knows well enough. If he's telling you to leave, there's a reason.
Right. That is true.
Mm.
And Joey showed up to Jason's. Mm. Okay, so I did not appreciate that Joey showed up. The thing that really irked me was when Jason went over and paid and said, Mr. Novak's drinks will be on me for the rest of the night. And they were going to leave those guys alone in the bar with the bartender.
Right.
Not saying obviously she can hold her own because she called the cops, but you already know that this person is, granted, he's probably not a threat to the general public in that way.
Right.
But don't do that.
Mm-mm. Don't take the chance. Exactly.
Male or female. Like, just please be kinder to your service industry.
Right.
Don't make them be stuck with the jerks. That's my PSA for my former bartender years.
Don't be a jerk.
Be kind to your bartender.
Yes.
No amount of tip is worth dealing with someone who's going to be like that.
Right.
Nope, nope, nope.
So from that, makes me think of food. Takes us to Jocelyn and the magic sauce of Sunny / Mike's.
Okay, first of all, we need this recipe.
We do.
We really need Lady Jane's stew recipe that I'm imagining is being cooked in a Dutch oven in the oven.
Yes.
Which is why it has to be in the oven, not on. Mm-hmm.
And for so long. Yep.
Oh, but how sweet is it that she's like, I'm coming home to cook my dad dinner because I really want to talk to him about the fact that he's being a jerk to my mom.
Yes.
But okay, the only problem I had with the sauce was that Trina said that she froze the rest, but yet she brought it back in a jar completely thawed. You don't freeze a glass jar of sauce. I mean, you can. I don't know. All I remember from my restaurant days was when the glasses came straight out of the dishwasher, you had to let them cool. And a lot of the times we would spin them in the ice and we would get in so much trouble for doing this because you cool it down. So that, because if you don't cool it down and you just go to put, like fill it up with Coke or something, it's going to shatter.
Right.
The reverse happens if you freeze.
Yes.
So I don't know. I just saw it more of a safety hazard, I guess. I don't know. I guess I was expecting Tupperware.
See, I was just assuming it was going to be in the same jar because it was a jar. That's how it came. I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't put that much thought into it, but I was glad that Joss didn't jump so far ahead to be like, oh my gosh, Sunny's alive, because that would have been irrational. But to also pick up on the fact that, hey, this tastes just like Sunny's sauce.
And the fact that it bothered her.
Yeah.
And that she had to really think about it. And then she's just like sitting there. And Jax is like, oh my God, that was amazing. You know?
Yes.
And I love that they are bringing it full circle where he's like, oh yeah, that's right. When I was shot there, I thought that I saw Sunny and he's putting two and two together. And the second that he went to see Ava and she said, she's crazy about this Mike guy. And he's like, Mike, did he say the last name? Like, he knows.
Right.
That.
And that's
and then he's firing up the jet.
Exactly. That's how it ended Friday. He is going to Nixon Falls.
Do you think that he's going to bring him back for the wedding?
If they're really going to try to rush it, I guess so. Because how else would it happen?
Maybe that's why the wedding is not going to... Well, no, because still, we're still on tomorrow. So, like, the wedding's still supposed to be, quote, happening tomorrow. So, it's not like...
Why couldn't they
just do this, like, hey, it's the weekend before? Seriously, do people still have bachelor and bachelorette parties the night before?
I would hope not, because
it's the weekend or two before. So, it's typical that the weekend before the wedding. So, they could have dragged out a week over 2 weeks, especially where we have one less episode because of...
Yeah.
So... But, oh my God.
And done what they usually do of the wedding starts on Thursday, but it doesn't close until Friday whenever the cliffhanger happens.
Right.
So that would have made sense. I don't know how they're going to stretch this timeline that long at all.
I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm just glad that the sauce is making such an impact.
It is. Good job, Joss.
And we got a little bit of the ingredients in it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Little bit.
A little bit.
So... I don't know. So it's not like Jax is going to be able to bring him back and then that prevents the wedding from happening, period. Right. Because that's just not, unless he does it in the next 5 hours.
Right.
But like we just said, although we talk about it all the time, that like, is the timing in Jax and Joss's story the same as the timing that's going on in The Bachelor, Bachelorette? Like, are they all happening?
Right.
Or is it Jax and Joss are still having dinner at like 6-7, whereas the guys are ahead in time.
But then Joss was at the Bachelor.
She was. Okay. So that scratches party. That.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 Okay. I don't know.
I don't know either. We're going to have to just see how it all plays out.
I did love that Carly was wearing a tiara though.
I did too. That was so pretty. I want a tiara.
Someone and I love how they surprised her that it was supposed to be just some girl's 16th birthday party that she had to oversee or something like that. Like
that was very cute.
Yeah.
Very cute. I think we covered everything except for Curtis calling Phyllis and asking for information.
Yeah.
I don't feel like...
Is it going to be Victor? Like, is that going to be the person who friends her on social media? Right.
Exactly. I don't think...
I guess Facebook stopped paying for the rights to have their name mentioned that one time by Lulu.
Yep.
It was great.
I can't imagine he'd be friend requesting people unless he thinks she has some secret that he's trying to watch for. But even then, Phyllis is not going to put it up on social media.
At the same time. If Phyllis is active on social media, I don't know. Why didn't we share? Do you know who this man is?
I don't know. Because he didn't want them to. That's what made me mad about Nina this week. I can't be with you until you figure out who you are. Why don't you tell him who he is, you jerk?
Right?
You know.
Right? Yeah.
I dislike her more and more every day. I'm sorry. She's just such a jerk.
It just, it doesn't, she has that moment that could redeem her. And she just doubles down on doing the wrong thing.
Exactly.
I don't know. I thought that when she saw, because I mean, that's his parent on the watch.
Yeah.
And I think she forgot that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you forget that people have parents.
Right. But then she physically held it and saw it.
And had to remember that. And then she could have had a complete moment. Not of redemption, because I don't think she's know, even if she doesn't want to admit that she knew it, she can say to him, why don't we put your picture up on social media? Why don't I help you research some stuff at the library? Like, right. Ideas of stuff he may not have thought about.
I thought that he was going to take her to Port Charles for a special date.
Oh,
I thought he was going to book a nice night at the Metro Court because he knows how much she loves it there and whatnot. I thought he was going to find the fanciest place and then they would have wound up walking out onto the terrace, which, oh yeah, by the way, the pool overlooks.
Yeah. Okay. That would have been good.
Or we should have the terrace overlooking the pool and then Nina would have leaned over the terrace and been like, what's going on down there? And then flipped over into the pool. And then
you just really want Nina gone, don't
you? I didn't say she was going to die. She was going to jump into the pool. This pool's going to save her.
Okay.
Nina can swim.
Okay.
I think.
Does she have extra clothes or she has to dry her?
Shut up. It doesn't matter. She's like, oh,
what is she going to do? I hope Carly has an extra robe laying around.
I think she will. But yeah, so I don't know. Oh, no, the pool's a rooftop pool, so there's no terrace above it. Never mind.
Nope. It's a nice idea, though.
She really would have made a splash.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you know what would have been great? If Sasha had gone into labor.
That would have been great. That would have been
from
great.
Surprise of seeing Brando. No, because they needed that dance. That yeah. was so cute. Okay, we're just going to get over that now. All right. So,
yes,
I think that's it.
I think that's it too.
Reality check.
I don't feel like I did anything but work this week.
Okay.
How many houses did you sell?
Honestly, I think that my biggest thing for reality check was the fact that we interviewed Dan White, who is going to be our Port Charles 411.
Shannon's so geeked out. Just everyone be prepared. This is,
I mean,
Shannon geeking out.
So many different things that thank God he was not embarrassed by me because
it was so funny.
If he did not respond the way that he did, that would have been hands down our worst interview.
But he was perfect. You guys were like,
he really was.
Now
I know.
Ridiculousness. It was so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just been a busy, I hate that word.
Productive.
It's been a very productive week.
There you go.
I think the hardest thing was so my son's at college and he had questions about things and I gave him hints, not Nina hints. This I'm actually doing for my son's benefit.
Right.
For him to figure out on his own. Where mm-hmm. I was like, well, you could probably find out this way, you know, and then he took and ran with it. And it was so cute because he had his first, I mean, he opened up his first bank account a couple years ago. Well, his first card expired.
Aww.
So he's like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And he brought his new card with him to school and he waited until the first. I was like, oh, honey, you totally could have just activated that early, but I give you so much credit.
That's so cute.
But it was just, you know, he's like, so is there something that I have to do now? You know, like he activated it. I was like, you shred the old one.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're going to find out what bills you have hooked up to that one quick.
Yes.
But yeah, so I guess that was the highlight of my week, I guess, was him figuring out the stuff on his own. And it's killing me. Oh, and our nephew goes to school about 20 minutes away and they got together and just went to the mall and went to lunch and stuff and just hung out.
Oh,
so I was like, that's great that they're close, but we live about an hour away at home. So I mean, them being only 20 minutes apart.
Right.
Meeting in the middle is perfect. So yeah, that was nice.
Good job. That's so cute.
Thanks. What about you?
I'm still very boring. I went to a wedding last night. It was beautiful with one of my friends because she didn't want to go by herself because her ex was going to be there. So I was her moral support, but I don't feel like she really even needed me. Like, she did such a good job.
But that's why you were moral support, is because she was good because you were there.
I hope so. I hope that I, like, helped the situation.
I can't picture her not being...
Exactly.
Even being cordial. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't picture her causing a scene, and I can't picture her letting someone else let her, bring her down that she wouldn't enjoy
exactly
somebody else's... That's a tough first.
It is.
To go to.
Yes. But yeah, she did great. And the wedding was beautiful. And it was just a great group of people. I didn't feel out of place at all.
Oh,
I met
good.
Most of them before. But still, I mean, a wedding is like an intimate thing. And I didn't feel out of place. They were very welcoming. They had the biggest cookie table I've ever seen in my life. Like,
I took home two big containers and they were still telling everyone to take more. And I thought, I don't want to be that person since I don't belong here. But they had Buckeyes and little baby lady locks. I thought, oh my gosh, I could take 10 more containers.
And you didn't bring any over.
Of those. I didn't. I'm sorry. I should have brought you not, some goodies. I'm not a very nice friend.
No.
I still have to bring over the Oreos I bought.
I know. Ago.
You need to remind me so we can do our taste test for that.
I just figured you may have eaten them, so I just didn't bring them up.
No, I won't let anyone touch them because they are for this, and I keep forgetting. And then what else? Oh, Madeline had the cutest story. We were talking in our episode that's going to air in a couple weeks with our fan about starting a new circle of little kids.
Yeah.
And it made me think of Madeline this week. So she comes home, and she's like, Mom, this boy has a crush on me. And I was like,
of course.
Well, were you nice to him? Because it's okay if you don't have a crush back. Like, you're only 8. That's great. But we don't want to hurt someone's feelings. And she was like, no, no, no. I told him that I like him as my friend, but that I just don't have a crush back. But he sent her an email that said, hey, Madeline, I just wanted to let you know that I've had a crush on you for a really long time. And then he wrote, this may be too much information for the first time. And he gave her a book that he made for her, like a little chapter book with these little doggies written all over it, this little like cartoony thing. And then the next day, he asked her if they could take a picture together because he wanted to make them her screensaver on his computer. So I told her to be very nice to this boy because in about 10 years, she is really going to want to be friends with him, if not more, because he has this kind of moves in third grade. By the time he gets to high school, that's going to be the boy everyone wants. So.
I feel like sometimes these perception tests that we go through, I'm thinking he's going to be a serial killer.
No! No, it was so sweet.
That sounds sweet, but at the same time, like he wants her to be his profile, like his background on his computer.
He asked permission.
Okay.
He respected her boundaries and she agreed.
Did he dump all that information out before she responded? How did he respond? When she said, I don't have a crush on you, how did he respond?
He gave her the book that he made.
Okay.
And then the next day he asked her if they could take a picture together. And she got to answer him back. I thought it was sweet. I thought it was sweet.
I don't feel like that's necessarily respecting boundaries.
Yeah, because she said we're friends. I'm just not into you. So we could take a picture together as friends. If he'd have been trying to kiss her or something or telling everyone that she was his girlfriend, that would be too much. But she was not offended by it at all. She thought it was sweet.
That's what matters.
A little embarrassed just because the whole crush thing and she's 8. But he did not make her feel uncomfortable.
See, I was thinking 20 years from now, he's going to be like Joe on you.
No.
Did you watch him?
Yes.
Season 3 is coming out.
Oh my gosh. I know. Ryan hasn't watched it yet.
Oh my gosh.
Have to watch it.
We didn't bring that up. You kind of brought it up during our chat, during our recap.
What did I bring up? You?
Ryan.
Oh, I don't have to talk about Ryan every single episode.
No. But you said that you weren't going to talk about something last week.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't bring it up on your side.
It's not mine to bring up.
So Shannon so nicely sold Ryan a beautiful house for our family.
And he's not paying my commission because the seller is.
Exactly. So that's our big news is that we are getting a house together.
And they have been delightful to work with.
I don't know about all that, but I've tried not to be one of your worst clients.
He has not done anything that you haven't even heard me vent about things that he has done. Because
I know, but I didn't know if you just weren't venting to me or if you just didn't need to vent.
Think about the situation as a whole.
Okay.
I haven't even vented about someone in a situation like that. He's having typical first-time homebuyer jitters.
Okay.
It happens.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you for handling.
I have gone through the stuff that he is going through.
Okay.
Almost every single time. Have you heard me complain about that stuff once?
No, 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 no.
You hear me complain about the Gladys's.
Exactly. Exactly.
The ones that, you know,
Won't you show me the $1 million houses, even though my budget's only $150,000?
I only have pre-approval for $200,000. Can you show me a $400,000? Because we can just ask. No.
Right, right. But I don't think they're going to cut the price by $200,000.
No.
But anyway, yes, that's the big exciting news. I feel like I'm excited, but I'm not there yet because we're not at the moving in stage yet.
Okay.
So I feel like this is going to be a repeat reality check in a month from now, whenever I'm like, oh my gosh.
And again? I've already called a podcast for him.
So, yes. And he was totally good with that. So I know. You're fine.
He might regret it.
But he might, but that's okay.
I'm going to soundproof the laundry room.
Mm-mm. There you go.
We could do that here, actually.
So many ideas.
There we do.
But
yeah.
Yes. Very exciting.
I'm sorry that I compared Joe from you to your daughter's crush. But okay. That's what I was thinking.
No, I think it's sweet to have the guts at 8 to be like, hey,
that's
I have recognized my feelings and I'm going to share them with you openly. And even though you don't feel the same way, I'm not going to treat you like a jerk.
Okay.
That's where I'm coming from of, wow, the emotional maturity of that boy.
Okay.
And of Madeline for that point, because I totally would have been that girl even now. It's like, oh yeah, I like you. Okay. I have to like you because you said you like me. So I am glad that she could not hurt his feelings, but still make her
established. Right.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with my kid and this little boy.
Good.
I want to see where we end up and I'll let you guys know in 10 years what's going on with Madeline and this boy.
So I'm sorry that I said that. So you said 10 years. I was thinking 20 years down the line. I wasn't thinking high school age.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was
just so that we're clear that I'm not.
You're fine.
Okay.
We will see. I'll let you know. We'll see. Is it a Hallmark story or a Lifetime movie? We'll let you know in 10 years. So.
Not 10. I'm giving it 20. Because that way they'll be almost there.
No, I'm going 10 because I can only accept Madeline.
I just almost got sick thinking that.
I can't go any further than that.
I got a lump in my throat.
No.
Even thinking that.
Stop.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, do you know how beautiful your girls are going to be when they're older? I mean, they're beautiful now, but like when they're like women.
I said at the wedding yesterday to our friend that I can't believe that our daughters are old enough that they could get married. And she was like, are you forgetting about Matt? You were married at Matt's age. And I was like, shut up. Don't say that.
Right?
Mm-mm, no.
I think about it frequently with my kids' ages, but
no. Nope. Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
No. Okay. All right.
Whew. So anyway, yeah, it's not really my reality. That's Madeline's reality check for the week. And there you go.
Yours. You included the house.
Yes.
So join us on Thursday as we talk with Mr. Dan White, who, by the way, played Elijah, in case you don't know that's the name of the actor.
Yeah, I just can't wait for everyone to hear that interview.
Oh my gosh. So I still have to edit it.
So funny.
Maybe I'll do that this afternoon because it's rainy.
There you go.
Yeah.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.